USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus pandemic was front and center as both presidential candidates made some of their final stops of the campaign. President Trump talked about the successes of his administration's policies to combat the virus at a Sunday rally in North Carolina.
All of the what we produce now, we've become a production incredible, what we're doing and what we're sending to the world, the ventilators, what we're sending to the world. I mean, we're sending things that nobody could believe, the treatments that reduce the fatality rate down 85%. Think of it.
While former Vice President Biden laid out his COVID plan in Pennsylvania.
A plan for the full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccine when we get one. Imagine where we'd be if this president just wore a mask instead of mocked it from the beginning.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Law enforcement across the country are preparing for unrest no matter who wins Tuesday's election.
As many Americans worry about unrest after Tuesday's election, National Police Association spokesperson Sergeant Betty Smith tells Fox News no matter who wins the election, unrest will probably spark up on American streets.
Well, there's so much that is happening right now, not just in our urban areas, but in our suburban and rural areas. American law enforcement is doing everything from putting additional officers on the street. We're doing tabletop exercises. We have garnered extra equipment. We are canceling days off. We are preparing. Let's face it, no matter who wins this election, we are going to have unrest in this country.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A group of ICE agents are being ready to protect federal buildings and work with local police in Washington, D.C. should unrest occur in the Capitol, according to reports. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline has fallen to the lowest levels in months. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average is down 3 cents a gallon to a level of $2.11. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for that drop in prices.
Overall, the biggest concerns pushing the price of oil lower are uncertainty over the election and a potential legal feud, which could lead stimulus in limbo, and the surge in the coronavirus pandemic, in which U.S. cases have soared to near record levels.
While residents of Oklahoma are enjoying statewide averages of $1.76, residents of California continue to suffer at $3.14 a gallon. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Usually red Texas has been hit with a massive blue wave in recent years.
The streets of Texas provide no answers as to how this election will turn out. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you do see more signs supporting Biden than those for Trump. Traveling south to the Houston area last week, different result. This historically red state has been hit by a massive influx of out-of-state residents. Californians moving here to escape housing costs and taxes they can't afford there. Will that blue wave be enough to wash away the red? Well, the president said Friday he's not worried. Many Republicans here say they are. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.